Hello, hello, and welcome to the Let's Get Visible show, your go-to podcast for unlocking your brilliance for founders and leaders in business. I'm your host, Janine Coney, and I'm a multi-experience consultant and coach and mentor specializing in personal brand strategy, magnetic marketing, leadership image, and brand shoot management. I'm here to guide you in enhancing and elevating your visibility, boosting your credibility, and helping you confidently stand out from the crowd in the business world. So join me and my wonderful expert guests in each episode as we unravel strategies, share inspiring stories, and spill the secrets that empower you to amplify your success. So get ready to come with us and create an unstoppable brand with confidence. This is the Let's Get Visible show. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to give a special shout out to our incredible podcast sponsor, Becky Kerr Photography. If you're in need of stunning personal and business brand or event photography, then look no further. Becky Kerr Photography is your go-to for capturing the essence of your brand and creating images that tell a compelling story and elevate your business. Becky's keen eye, her calm nature and artistic touch bring a unique flair to every photo, ensuring that your visuals align seamlessly with your brand identity. So whether you're a founder, leader or business, investing in high quality photography is a game changer, and Becky Kerr is here to make that happen for you. You can visit Becky's website at beckykerrphotography.co.uk and explore her portfolio and services. Now, let's get back to the show and continue unlocking your brilliance. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Let's Get Visible show with me, your host, Janine Coney. And today I thought I'd take you through a quick gratitude process that you can use every single morning. And what I tend to do in the mornings is, I think I'm guilty of doing just the same as everybody else does, which is wanting to reach for my phone. But actually, it's the worst thing we can do first thing in the morning is reach for our phones, because then we're actually setting our day up completely the wrong way. We're opening up everything else that's going on in the world into our lives, and those things that can trigger us and suddenly make us feel not quite so worthy very first thing in the morning can set the day up the wrong way. So what we want to do is set our day up the right way. So here are some of the things that when I am in the right zone, which I do try and stay in most of the time, I do every morning. And the first one is ask what I am grateful for. So today I'm grateful for because. What are you grateful for and why are you grateful for it? And think about the small things you're grateful for, not just the big things. That's what's really, really important in your world. And then ask yourself, what people are you grateful for today as well? What three people are you really grateful for today that you really feel that you know, in your heart that you just want to thank inwardly for all that they do for you? And then think about three things that you want to do today that are going to make you feel happy, because happiness spreads and when you're happy, so are other people. So try and make time for three things that are going to make you feel happy today. And then think about three things that you can get done today, three things that you can get done to move the needle maybe in your business or in your life today. Don't think about the really long list. What are the three things you can really get done? And then I want you to think about something, a remarkable event that's taking place, maybe somewhere that you're going or something that you're doing, something that's memorable that you can do today that actually makes it a really great day for you. And then I'd love you to just spend a few minutes focusing on what you're really feeling now. Journal those thoughts and those feelings and write them down and be mindful of how they make you feel. It might be as well, which I think is a really nice thing to do, is what is something really nice that you can do for another person today? Who can you reach out to and thank? Who can you reach out to and do something nice for? Maybe you've done something nice to somebody's done something nice for you recently, and you can reach out and thank them. And maybe there's been something, maybe this will trigger you when I say this, trigger you in thinking it, that's recently caught your attention to make you realize how fortunate you are in what you do and who you are. Have a little think about that as well. And think about what is something nice you can do for someone else today. I've talked about reaching out to somebody. What is something nice you could do for somebody? And I'm just giving you ideas here. You don't have to use all of these today, but those are ideas that you could take throughout the week with you as well. So this is a really, really short episode, and I wanted to just cover off all the things that I do when I'm wanting to feel grateful and feeling gratitude when I start my day. But what I also do when I am feeling slightly demotivated in the day is I take myself outside. I take myself outside for a walk. If things aren't clicking into place in that day, I remove myself from that situation and I put myself in another situation which involves some form of exercise or outdoor activity. And I found that really, really shifts my mood. And then when I'm outside and I'm doing that, I then will practice the gratitude process that I've taken you through in the last section of this podcast as well. So I'll be walking along and thinking of the things that I'm grateful for, the things I'm happy about. Because when we are feeling happy and grateful, it's impossible for those negative hormones as such to kick in and affect us. So those are my quick tips on gratitude, on feeling grateful, on getting myself out of a low mood or a procrastinating mood if I'm in one. So see if they work for you as well. So this has just been a 5-minute podcast for you today, and I hope you've found it useful. And if you think I'm in a really echoey room, you're absolutely right, I am. I'm actually now sat in my brand newly decorated office studio with hardly any furniture in it. But I wanted to take this opportunity while I had the inspiration to record this podcast for you. So have an amazing day, and I will catch you in the next full episode. Bye-bye for now. Now, thank you for listening today. Just a reminder that if you haven't signed up for Elevate, your personal branding insider from me that lands into your inbox on a regular basis, then you can sign up via the link that I'll leave in the show notes. And don't forget to hit subscribe on this podcast to hear all of the latest episodes as soon as they are published. Thanks for listening.